10% off your Spalling repair. Visit DesignCenterFL.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your Spalling repair from Design Center.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
This has never happened before. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll start to pick a jury today in New York City to put a former president on trial.
This is the start of the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courtroom in 2 hours.
About 100 people at a time will be called into the courtroom. That's where Judge Juan Merchan will then explain to them about the case and ask if any prospective juror doesn't think they could be fair and impartial. Those who raise their hands, well, they'll be kicked out and excused. But those remaining, they'll be seated in the jury box in small groups. They'll be handed the 42-question jury questionnaire to fill out.
The former president's charged with falsifying business records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet.
Accused of taking money from the Trump Organization to reimburse his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who made those payments from his home equity. And the company then allegedly listed those as legal expenses.
The former president's been ranting against the case on Truth Social this morning, calling it a witch hunt and election interference ahead of his rematch with President Biden. The former president's also trying to delay this trial, appealing a gag order the judge imposed, writing he wants his voice back. Israel's war cabinet's been meeting, discussing a response to Iran's weekend attack
that included hundreds of drones and missiles. Reports indicate President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the Americans will not support or participate in a counterstrike against Iran.
Fox's Trey Inkston, Tel Aviv. Most of the drones and missiles were shot down by Israel or the U.S. and our allies. The head of the U.N. is calling for maximum restraint. At an emergency security council meeting, Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said the council must condemn Iran
and call for Iran and its partners and proxies to cease their attacks.
Iran says it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria this month, killing Iranian commanders. Two law enforcement officers are being mourned in New York, a Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy shot dead last night by a gunman who was also shot and killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This is Florida News Now.
The Israeli consul general in Miami says Iran's been attacking Israel through proxies, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis for years. Mayor Elbaz Darinsky says Israel's grateful for the help it's received during Iran's direct missile attack over the weekend.
I do have to compliment President Biden of the U.S., France, the U.K., really a state-of-the-art orchestrated effort.
Elbaz Darinsky says Israel has withstood more than 20,000 missile attacks over the past 20 years. No other Western nation would put up with that. A deputy is recovering after a shooting in Hillsborough County. 32-year-old Anthony Carpenter refused to leave a park, kept putting his hands in his pockets. Deputies deployed tasers, and while Carpenter was on the ground, allegedly shot three times and hit one of the deputies. Kerr Craig suffered minor injuries. Several people are hurt after a pickup truck crashed into a business in Monroe County. Tonio's Seafood Shack and Tiki Bar was damaged in the crash on Summerlin Key. There were no immediate charges or arrests. Today's the last day you can legally block bats from getting back into your house.
That's because Tuesday begins bat maternity season in Florida. It's illegal to use exclusion devices to keep bats out from mid-April to mid-August. Biologist Jane Johnston with FWC says bat pups trapped without their mothers will start crawling along the walls looking for a way out.
They could also die, dehydrate, and then it becomes more of a mess most homeowners probably don't want to deal with.
All you can do for the next 4 months is block them out of your living space. I'm Gordon Bird.
The Orlando Magic's playoff drought is over. The Magic finishes the year 47-35 and in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. They'll take on four-seed Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot key summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. The talk of the keys. Good morning to you Monday morning. And this is Good Morning Keys. We do have an accident report right off the bat. Accident with injuries, 4790 Overseas Highway, Crystal Cove Apartments area in Marathon. Now, Marathon, of course, had some traffic tie-ups for good reason with the 7 Mile Bridge run on Saturday, but this is an accident with injuries again, 4790 Overseas Highway in Marathon. Currently 71 degrees. Now we're on our way to 80, and we say good morning to Mayor Terry Johnson, Mayor of the City of Key West. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
And I'm doing very well. It's another beautiful sunny day in the Florida Keys. 71 degrees is not a bad way to start.
it certainly isn't. And I'd just like to have a brief announcement to alert your listeners. We had a stabbing this weekend on Flagler Avenue, and we also had an unfortunate boating death this weekend. But I'd like the chief of police and also our city manager, Al Childress, to spend some time on those. They have far more details on the situations than I have.
Well, we will certainly get in touch with them, and we'll be looking to Allison for more details as far as the public information officer as well. We'll keep our ear to the ground and get the word out. So thank you for keeping us up to date on that. Also, just a quick note, which is far away, but our thoughts are with those in Israel and the Middle East as they continue to struggle with that strife there. So a lot of talk will be continuing about that situation as well. So we have some things that were actually discussed as of last Thursday, but let's also mention the recognition to Father John Baker that happened recently.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Father John is just a treasure for the city of Key West, and he has been in front of us a number of times to give the invocation, both at the 9 o'clock session and at the 5 o'clock session. And Father John retired at the end of March. We gave him a proclamation, and we proclaimed April 11th, 2024, as Father John Baker Day in the city of Key West. So hats off to Father Baker, and thank you so much for all your contributions for our community.
Yes, most certainly. We do thank him very much for that. And Thursday was a busy day. We had talked about it in advance with a lot of the things on the agenda. And a number of things did get discussed, and I know you had some presentations that stood out, too.
We did. We had some fascinating presentations, and they, you know, we do presentations, one based on the request from city commissioners, sitting city commissioners. We do them, second of all, to keep our community informed as to what's going on and the type of actions that we're taking, the type of testing that we're doing in order to protect our very sensitive island. But Thursday night, we had a great presentation. The USS Ares, which is a hydrofoil boat, has a lot of history here in the city of Key West, and they are requesting that they be docked next to the Ingham, and they also become, you know, a destination for boarding the ship and viewing the ship, and we think that probably they will complement the Ingham greatly and bring down, you know, a new set of visitors and interest to our vessels here in the city of Key West. Mm-hmm. And then we had a coral disease update from Dr. Michael Crosby from Moat Marine Lab. And that was fascinating because I think, you know, we all thought it was doom and gloom with coral bleaching this past summer. But actually we've got some regrowth there. So some really positive things. And I think the city of Key West committed to continuing to support Dr. Crosby and his efforts to rejuvenate our coral. And then we had a fascinating presentation, a really important one by Dr. Patrick Rice from the College of the Florida Keys. And we are working hand in hand with Dr. Rice on monitoring water quality around the city of Key West. So we got an update on that. And we will be continuing to work with Dr. Rice on this important issue. And then we had a terrific presentation by our Director of Planning, Katie Halloran. Katie, as you may know, was born and raised in Key West. She came back to Key West to head up our planning department a few years ago, and she gave us an overview of just exactly what the planning department is responsible for. And it was an incredible, very informative presentation. And it really hats off to that department for doing the yeoman's part of this very difficult job of handling all the land and the uses of our land on a 2x4 island with some of the most expensive desirable land on the eastern seaboard. So they do an incredible job there, but great, great presentations.
Most certainly. We are speaking with Mayor Terry Johnston, Mayor of the City of Key West, on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So you had mentioned Chief Brandenburg a little while ago at the top of the show. He also has been involved with a consent agenda with the Fantasy Fest Zone, at least as far as having an opinion on that. So talk about the Fantasy Fest Zone and where we are with that.
Well, I do want to, and thank you so much for that, Michael, because I don't want to gloss over this. Many people are interested in Fantasy Fest. They're interested in, you know, a change of direction, moving it back towards a creative event, creative costuming event. And every year we want to talk about that Fantasy Fest Zone. The Fantasy Fest Zone goes from Front Street to Truman. It's 9 blocks. I did have an opportunity to talk to the chief and say, what's your opinion on this? The chief would like to keep that zone because he feels that it's an opportune time in order to control the events and the occurrences that happen during Fantasy Fest, and he feels that it's a very important feature of that event. So he also would like to bring some food trucks down. He said, you know, if you provide food to people who have been perhaps overserved, it creates a much better outcome for us, for the city of Key West. So we are looking at some improvements there to make sure that it remains a fun event, a safe event, that everyone can have a good time and continue to move that back towards a creatively costumed type of event for the city of Key West.
And Mayor, what would be the alternative to having a Fantasy Fest zone, not having one that's protected at all or having it throughout the city? What would be the alternative?
Well, it's really not having it at all. And the chief truly believes that it is a benefit to us. And then I had a conversation with him and asked, well, how many arrests do we have outside of the Fantasy Fest zone? And he said, well, it's interesting because, you know, we had an arrest just a few weeks ago of somebody who decided to unclothe themselves, you know, in the middle of our community.
Yeah,
not related to Fantasy Fest.
Yeah,
not related.
I was going to say, they were just a little bit early on that one. Yeah.
Yes, very early. But, yeah. But you know, nudity is not allowed anywhere in the state of Florida. And I think that's what we've got to remember. And, you know, my mantra has always been, you know, come in, have a nice time in Key West, but respect us, mm-hmm. respect our community, respect the families that live here, respect the people that make this a fun community for you to visit every year. And that's really what it boils down to, is if you wouldn't do it in your own hometown, don't do it here.
Yeah. So what will be the next action as far as having the Fantasy Fest zone then?
Well, that has been approved. Commissioner Kaufman brought it forward, so that will be part of the 2024 Fantasy Fest.
Okay, so that was approved as a consent agenda.
Yes.
Got it. Very good. Well, thanks for that clarification. Also,
sure.
LDR amendments were also postponed, but for good reason.
Yes, for very good reasons. And, you know, so many times, and maybe some that warrant it, the public thinks that we're kicking the can down the road when we don't want to make a decision. But sometimes, you know, decisions are brought forward and text amendments are brought forward that have not included all of the people that they need to include. And a text amendment for our planning department really impacts a lot of people. When you're talking about lot coverage, when you're talking about things of that nature, you're also talking about stormwater. If you build on more of your lot, you're shedding off more of the water that's coming on your lot. Mm-hmm. Now, who's taking that water? Is it coming out into our streets? Is it overburdening our stormwater system? Is it going on your neighbor's property? So those are things that we want to have everybody's input, and particularly our utilities department and our adaptation and sustainability team, along with a heavy input by our planning department. So several of the items that were brought forward didn't have enough input from the people that really understand the unintended consequences of these text amendments. So we delayed them by a month. Those departments are meeting cooperatively in order to come to the very best text amendment we can that does not have unintended consequences on the neighbors and this community as a whole.
Mm. Well, yes, so certainly can have far-reaching effects as well. So we'll watch for continuing discussion, and that will come up again next month.
Yep. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Well, we covered a lot of ground in a relatively short period of time. You were well prepared.
Thank you very much.
And we don't have a big meeting coming up this week, so there's not as much. But anything else you'd like to mention, though, before we let you continue with your busy week?
Well, we have a very interesting Zoom meeting tonight. Last Stand is meeting in Marathon, and they were talking about the possibility of additional units being issued here in Monroe County, and also the environmental impacts of those. So, if you haven't had a chance, get on their website, get signed up. The Zoom meeting is tonight at 4:00, and I'm sure it'll be a very interesting one.
Hmm. Well, we always have people listening who are maybe new to the area. If you could describe quickly what Last Stand is and what they represent.
Last Stand represents our environmental protection. We are an area of critical state concern. We're an environmentally sensitive island. We're in the middle of the National Marine Sanctuary. And this is a group that looks at everything that could impact that, both negatively and positively. And they will come and speak at meetings. They will make our public aware of issues that are going on right now. But they really are a defender of our environment in the Florida Keys.
Very good. Well, Mayor Terry Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West on Good Morning Keys. I think we've covered a lot of ground here today, Mayor. I appreciate your time very much. I hope you have a terrific week.
Thank you very much, Michael. You also.
Thank you very much. It is Mayor Terry. Take care now. Mayor Terry Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West, Keys Talk 969-1025, the Talk of the Keys. Checking your traffic once again here. We had an incident earlier, just refresh things, and it is gone. So that accident with injuries in Marathon is no longer a factor this morning. It is 71 degrees on our way to 80 degrees today. And it's going to be a slight wind, about 10, maybe up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low 73 for tomorrow. Sunny, 82. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 83. Thursday, mostly sunny, 84. And Friday, sunny, 84. Nice looking week all the way into the weekend, with just a slight chance of showers towards Saturday night at this point. As mentioned, it is 71 degrees now. Nice start to the morning here. This is Good Morning Keys. We come back in just a moment. This is Keys Talk, 969-1025, the Talk of the Keys.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard. We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at KeysAutoCenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
You love your boat. You want it to look its best, but the canvas is a little tattered. Or maybe your captain's chairs have endured too many years of friends having fun on your boat. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West does all of it. I'm Renee from Caribbean Marine Canvas, and whether it's repairs or remanufacture of Bimini tops, Dodgers, partial or full enclosures with sewn-in glass and zippers, cushions of all sizes, even those luxury captain's chairs, bolsters, bench seats, deck awnings, sunshades, Caribbean Marine Canvas is truly a custom canvas shop. We even have an authentic shoemaker on staff, so our craftsmanship is second to none. I will visit your boat and fully understand your project, and we'll be on time every time. My husband Steve and I are the owners. We work in our business every day, and our team will find solutions specifically for you. We'll even remove your old items and reinstall the new ones. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West, 6003 Peninsular Ave, Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. Phone 305-432-6542 to schedule your estimate.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems. And I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys Talk 96.9-1025. It is 8:21 now. Good morning to you, Monday morning. Beautiful looking Monday, 71 degrees, no active traffic situations on US 1 right now to worry about, other than, of course, heed the school zones and school buses. All of the safety procedures apply, of course. And I'm going to have to get to right to the source. I can't recall exactly when summer lets out for school year, and then there won't be school buses on the roads at that point. But that is coming up, isn't it, Dr. Woltansky?
Yes, before Memorial Day.
That's right. Boy, so we only have a few weeks of school left, and we're starting to wind down on a very successful school year. There were a lot of highlights to talk about as of late. I did note that Monroe County has won certain awards, a number of awards at the state STEM Fair, Special Recognition in Junior Engineering, the Tomorrowland Outstanding Science Award. A number of awards went to Monroe County students on the statewide fair.
Right. I think every student who went to the state fair got some kind of recognition. Parks Dunn, if you recall, she's from Plantation Key School, middle mm-hmm. schooler. Last year, she won the entire thing, and this year, she submitted in an engineering project and got a special recognition award for that. So there's lots of really creative projects that the kids are coming up with, and then they're being very successful with them.
Science.
And they call it STEM Fair because it includes technology and engineering.
Okay.
But if you've ever been to even a local one, if you've gone to the state one, you realize there are a lot of kids there that are working with science labs in universities and corporations. And so for our kids down here, where we don't have medical school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really impressive because these are kids who are actually doing these projects on their own and coming up with the ideas on their own. They're not doing someone else's project. So it's really impressive how successful they've been.
Yeah.
So it is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The state STEM fair, our future scientists here in Monroe County, certainly showing off how we also excel as far as the curriculum goes for our students here. Is Key
right, and they weren't the only academic winners.
Mm-hmm.
Key West High School's academic challenge team, which includes a lot of math and literature, and you know, it's sort of a quiz show, but with significant academic, it's an academic challenge. They got third place in the state this last week.
Ooh, wow. That's
which
big.
Is very impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Sue Woltansky with us. She's chair of the Monroe County School Board. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And so there are other extracurricular activities groups that are being recognized as well. The Key Largo cheerleaders among them.
Right. Over the weekend, the Key Largo cheerleaders went to U.S. Cheer Association's national championship, and they won. Their middle school prom team won, and not only did they win, but, they had zero deductions.
Wow.
So it was very impressive. But they're not the only cheerleaders to do great. Key West High School's Special Olympics cheerleaders went to their regionals and they took first place, and they'll go on and represent the high school at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then along with Special Olympics over the past weekend, we have what we call unified teams, which have some kids with special needs and some kids that don't have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they play on teams together, and we sent five, maybe six soccer teams to the regionals championships in Bradenton for the unified soccer, and every single one of them won and will go on to the state.
Wow.
So that's in Marathon in the Lower Keys and both Coral Shores and Key Largo. So it's super impressive for that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, wonderful accomplishments on their part. And, of course, athletics continues to move through the spring season, and we will have more accomplishments to talk about with those teams as well.
Right. We're sending kids, boys, once again to the weightlifting state competition.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've done the kids have done really well in the last few years. So we're looking forward to seeing how they can do there.
Yeah, very good. So also I noted that a student group spoke to the school board about student-related issues. And some of those issues that were brought up, they were sharing thoughts and suggestions on increasing student engagement, improving attendance, and addressing the vaping issues at school. They had shown a PSA created by students that was shown to schools to dissuade students from ever starting vaping. So that seems to be a big topic right now. But it's certainly good to have student involvement, and apparently there was a lot of input from the student bodies that led to this group addressing the board.
Right. This had been a project of the superintendent's for a while. She felt like we needed to have direct student voice. And so they put together, they call it MAGS, but it stands for Monroe Association of Governing Students. And it has students from each high school, from each grade level, and they meet together under Christina McPherson's direction. And they've taken some leadership training, and they work together to find issues that are common across all the high schools and then to try to come up with some solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to working with them because, they're really – the boots on the ground, right? They're the ones who really are the canaries in the coal mine, whatever you want to call them. They know what's effective and what isn't effective. And what came out of that for me was we're required by state law to give 5 hours of mental health training.
Mm-hmm.
And the training is approved by the state, but it comes to us as a computer program, and the kids felt like it was not effective use of their time. Mm. They are looking for something more robust, more face-to-face, more that kids can discuss with each other. And so we'll be looking into what options there are for that. High school is short, and there's no reason to waste kids' time.
No, and it's also interesting to see that the student groups are centering on vaping as a social issue and a health issue as well. They're making a concerted effort to address that concern. It is Dr. Sue Woltansky. She is the board chair of the Monroe County School District on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And as we enter into the final weeks of the year, we start to recognize personnel as well. And the Key Largo school principal was recognized as the principal of the year. This is her first year there, is it not?
Oh, she used to be Key Largo school principal. Ooh. Laura Leotard, but okay. She now is the Coral Shores High School principal.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking at something outdated there. So she's a Coral Shores then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she, like all of our high school principals, is an alumni of mm-hmm. Coral Shores High School. So
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Well, she has served the school well and served the community well, and it was great to see her come back, as did the other alums of the other high schools, to serve their home school. So that's good to see as well. So I think we've covered a number of things here this morning, Dr. Woltansky. I know you need to tend to your voice and your developing cold. I hope it's not long-lasting, but is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
Yeah, I will just say last week, one of my favorite programs, it's a pilot program up here in the Upper Keys, completed 2 weeks of swim lessons for the kindergarten teacher, our students. Mm-hmm. At Key Largo School. It's a group called Keys Kids Swim, and it's a collaboration between the school district, the county, because they provide Jacob's Aquatic Center, the park, and this group, Keys Kids Swim, who train people to be swim instructors. And they took all of the kindergartners at Key Largo School for 2 weeks, 45 minutes a day of swim lessons, and they test the kids before and after, and the strides they make are fantastic. And then the lifeguards at Jacob's Aquatic Center will say that, they require kids to do swim tests before they're allowed to go in the big pool, basically, and that the Key Largo graduates of this program have the confidence to just get in there and do it, and they'll tell them, I already learned this in Keys Kids Swim. So the vision of that program is to expand that up and down the Keys to all the kindergartners. So, and it's a program that not only will make summer more fun for those kids, but it will save lives. It's fantastic.
It really is. It really is. Well, thanks for recognizing that as well, Dr. Woltansky. We'll let you continue now with your busy day. We thank you very much for being here on Good Morning Keys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same.
And pay your taxes.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. It is tax day. Exactly. Thank you very much, Dr. Sue Woltansky. She is the chair of the Monroe County School Board. Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The talk of the Keys. It's 8:32, and we return in a moment.
Save this spring with an auto loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. At Keys FCU, we offer competitive rates, personalized service, and hassle-free approval. You'll save with low rates on all new, used, and refinanced vehicles. With an auto loan from Keys FCU, you will be driving off in style with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate auto loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
On Guarding Your Nest Egg Radio, Mike Lester, founder of Talon Wealth, focuses on a key question many share. Do I have enough to retire?
For starters, we'll do the math for you. But to me, it's really more about lifestyle. I want to find out what's important to you. I want to find out what your expenses are. And then I'm going to give you a realistic expectation moving forward of how your money needs to be invested to accomplish your goals in retirement.
Get to know Mike at GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Historic Pepe's Cafe in Key West, founded in 1909, still does things the old way. Diachronic, if you will. How about fresh squeezed juices? Think how good that margarita or greyhound will taste. Blue Point Oysters shuck to order because oysters work better that way. Fresh breads and outstanding specials in an eatery that opened the same year Ole Evinrude invented the first outboard motor. And get a jump on someone's birthday and check out our retail offerings for some great gift ideas. Pepe's Cafe, Old Town Key West, of course.
The Conch Republic Military needs you. Join the CR High Command and Island Dignitaries at the Truman Waterfront Pier on April 23rd for the 42nd Annual Independence Day Ceremony and Military Muster Cocktail Party starting at 5. Enjoy the sunset over the harbor along with live music and toast 42 years of fun dependence with Truth Serum, served up by the CIA. Cuties in action. The 5 p.m. Independence Day Ceremony is free to the public and includes a conch shell salute, cannon fire, and 21 gun salute. Muster tickets are available and include seating for the ceremony, delicious sea rations by Jersey Mike's, and a Truth Serum cocktail. $15 in advance online at conchrepublic.com. For event tickets and celebration schedule, visit conchrepublic.com. That's conchrepublic.com. Presented by 2024 Conch Republic Independence Celebration and brought to you by Monroe County Tourist Development Council and the Florida Keys business community. The Florida Keys in Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, 71 degrees, beautiful morning. It is on our way to 80 for today. And just taking a quick look, it is going to be a sunny day throughout all the whole, well, the whole week looks like that, as a matter of fact. Today, 80 with winds 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 82. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 83. Thursday, mostly sunny, 84. Friday, 84 and sunny. So it'll be a fabulous week all week long. Just checking the traffic situation again up and down the Keys. We do have a new incident just popped up. Accident with no injuries. At US 1 4 mile marker, of course, that's the triangle going into Key West, Stock Island. No other details available on that yet. Luckily, no injuries, but that will cause some slowdowns going right into Key West this morning. And we now say good morning to John Thompson. He and his partner Adam are the owners of the Boardwalk Bar and Grill on Big Pine Key, and now the proud owners of the Island Deli, now to be called the Park Avenue Island Deli. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for being here. So you all came in to Big Pine. You and Adam, your partner, made a significant commitment to the Boardwalk Bar and Grill. You've made a number of upgrades to the menu and to the service there. Late night food available, a menu that has certainly been getting very strong reviews. And in addition to a 7+ year lease commitment on the Boardwalk Bar and Grill, you and your partner now have continued to commit to the Lower Keys by purchasing the Island Deli. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, we, Boardwalk Bar and Grill has been a great staple here now. It's really gaining ground, and the reviews are fantastic. And people just love a local place to go. And mm-hmm. when we had the opportunity of getting Park Avenue Island Deli, it just made sense. It's something that's a little different that we love very much. Being a deli now, we're able to sell and go after, you know, our fishermen and our families that are going boating with, you know, sub specials and morning specials. And more importantly, you know what? We're doing a lot of this for the kids. There wasn't an ice cream store in Big Pine Key, and I couldn't believe that. Mm. And we're going to focus on so much ice cream. I mean, we have a 24 flavor machine that's for soft serve ice cream that also makes shakes in 24 flavors. And then we have 12 hard flavor ice creams with all the fixins. So yeah, it's a great addition to Big Pine Key.
Yeah, most certainly. There really has not been a kind of a stop in place for sandwiches, as well as certainly soft serve, other than the Island Deli. But now soft serve and hard serve ice cream is a great idea because there's so many people coming to the area as visitors, as well as residents, who could most certainly enjoy that. John Thompson with us. He is now the owner with Adam of the Park Avenue Island Deli, which is at 31109 Avenue A, Suite 3, Big Pine Key, and very conveniently located. So you're right. The Boardwalk Bar has done a great job of serving meals and into the late night even, as well as you know, a full bar and beverages and a great gathering place. But the deli will serve that niche to having a place that people can stop in quickly, pick up some great food and now ice cream as well, as opposed to sitting down and enjoying a meal over you know, a period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's times that us as families, we just don't have the time. So we need something to pick up quickly. You know, we have a lot of people don't know, but we have, you know, baseball kids here, and we have soccer kids here, and we have so many children that don't have a place to come just have an ice cream cone or a hard ice cream or make a quick stop because they have to go to the parents, have to go to the park, and have to do practice in between work. And you know, it's such a hectic lifestyle being here in the Keys and already knowing how hard, you know, the living situation is here. Mm-hmm. So for them to have something quick and easy and that gives another, you know, reason for the kids to want to get a quick little ice cream bite after practice or do something different is really what we're targeting.
Yeah. So, John, will you be keeping the same hours that the Island Deli had held to?
No, I think we're opening up a little earlier. We want to be open between 6 and 7 a.m.
Wow.
Well, right now it's 7 a.m., but if we see the need, we'd like to open up around 6 to get all that early morning traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be open until about 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So we want the kids to be able to get out of practice and have a little bite to eat or the families to before practice to be able to get a quick, you know, sub or sandwich or get ready for tomorrow's boating day, whichever way they want. So we want to give them a little aspect of both sides.
Yeah, because I believe the Island Deli had closed in early afternoon hours, didn't it?
Yes. It was basically a morning, afternoon place, yes.
Yeah, very good. So the Island Deli had good ratings for its food, but you all certainly have good reviews for Boardwalk. Do you see any changes coming to the menu other than the ice cream and soft serve? What do you see there?
Yeah, we obviously we added our own touch. You know, this is what we do. This is what Adam does. This is what he's great at doing. So we added our own flavors into this and our own sandwiches, some sandwiches. But we kept, you know, all the best sellers, obviously, that the Island Deli already had. We just wanted to give it our own little niche and add a couple of things like empanadas and a lot more bagels and, you know, items that most people weren't getting. So we kind of incorporated that. We're bringing in fresh salads like chicken salad, tuna salad, cream cheeses, you know. So we're giving a little opportunity of something quick like a traditional New York style deli. And that's what we really want out of here.
Yeah, very good. Again, John Thompson, he is with us from Boardwalk Bar and Grill. Now he and Adam have acquired the Island Deli, now the Park Avenue Island Deli, and he's on Good Morning Keys. So certainly very exciting. You have made a significant commitment, as I mentioned, to the Lower Keys. Was this, if I could ask, was this opportunity presented to you, or is this something you went out and saw it on your own?
We saw the opportunity out there. And we were trying to acquire another business, but that fell through. And this was a great opportunity right down the block from us, and we were able to make a good deal on it. And we decided that this was a great way to go.
Yeah. Well, again, a big commitment on your part, and on Adam's part. But I know you all have been very dedicated, very involved with the Boardwalk Bar and Grill here, continuing to grow that, and now. We'll be certainly interested to see as you expand the service and the offerings of the Island Deli. And I know where we're going to go when my 5 grandkids come down here to visit as well, no doubt about it. So, again,
well, we appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So you open officially tomorrow, is that right?
Actually, our first day right now, soft opening is today.
Okay.
So we have a little soft opening. There's just gathering up. There was a couple of items that we didn't receive through freight yet. So we're working on still getting most of everything set up as far as the soft serve ice cream. But the hard ice cream is already here, ready to go. And most of our deli stuff is already ready to go. So it's kind of like a soft opening that we did with Boardwalk just to get all the kinks out. Our new service for, you know, our POS system, make sure that's working correctly and multipliers are in correctly. Little things that, you know, take time, but they're better off done while, you know, serving customers, because that's when you see what's going, what's working and what's not.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it is John Thompson with us now, the new owner with he and Adam, his partner, have acquired the Island Deli, now Park Avenue Island Deli. Again, it's 31109 Avenue A, just off the Overseas Highway, Big Pine Key, in addition to Boardwalk Bar and Grill. So certainly an exciting time for the both of you, and we're certainly happy to see the commitment that you've made to the Lower Keys, and we look forward to continuing to follow your progress all throughout.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We really do appreciate that, and yes, and we appreciate how good Big Pine is to us. So thank you very much.
Yes, John, you have a wonderful day. I know you've got a busy one at that, and good luck. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Yep, John Thompson, he and his partner Adam are now the new owners of the Island Deli on Big Pine Key, now the Park Avenue Island Deli. Certainly a place to check out now for ice cream and soft serve, as well as all the sandwiches. Now also opening up a little bit earlier, it's anticipated, and staying open till the early evening hours. So there you go. More developments and more growth in the Lower Keys. This is Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. It's 8:45. We return in a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
We now go behind the scenes to one of the major credit card companies.
Ooh, $3,000 in credit cards today. Well, there's the processing fee, the we need to eat lunch fee, the just because we can fee.
Stop. Are you a small business owner processing credit cards, but when you look at your bank account, your profit is nowhere near what it could be, and all the so-called fees don't even make sense? Time for something new, something that makes a lot of sales sense. Mike Krause and his team at SalesSense want to show you the ways you could be saving that hard-earned profit. Mike has been developing the best payment applications for businesses like yours for over 20 years and offers payment processing and solutions with zero agreements, zero setup charges, zero rate increases, and for a limited time, get a free Clover point of sales device, all with complete on-site training for you and your team. Mike is your neighbor, so when you have a question, you could call him directly and not some customer service center who knows where. Call 305-723-1234 today and start making sales that make sense with SalesSense. 305-723-1234. That's 305-723-1234. Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are. Employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business. Part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys and compliments of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office traffic. Looks like the traffic is moving normally. We had an incident at the Triangle on Stock Island. That seems to have cleared as well. Earlier accident in Marathon this morning. That also has been cleared, but certainly a busy morning continuing. We now say good morning to Sheriff Rick Ramsey. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Mike, good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners.
Yes, sir. So I know you've had a busy weekend, but let me first also commend you upon your 21st consecutive perfect financial audit. I know you talk often about being a good steward of taxpayer dollars. You are very responsible, as is in your entire department there. You've even been known to return unused dollars from your budget. And once again, 21st consecutive perfect financial audit for the department.
You know, I'm always proud of our finance division, of our agency, for being fiscally responsible. Not only in spending, is always talk about returning excess fees that we don't spend, you know, millions every year, but also in our ability to manage and track every penny of taxpayers' dollars, money. This is the 21st year we've had a perfect audit, saying that we bring in outside in auditors to look at us independently and make sure we're doing everything just right. And 21st year in a row, we've accounted and tracked for every single penny, not a missing penny of tax dollars money. So I'm always proud of that. It shows how professional this agency is, how we take it serious, how we can truly manage large amounts of taxpayers' money. This day and age, we don't see that in a lot of agencies or a lot of organizations. Always have issues of money. We always see people getting in trouble for misappropriating and misusing or can't find money, but that's never the case, MCSO. Mm-hmm. So people can have confidence and trust in us to manage their money accordingly and provide the best level of service.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that very much, Sheriff. Sheriff Rick Ramsey, Monroe County on Good Morning Keys. Also, let us mention this National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. You have a fine staff of telecommunicators that are sometimes the first contact with the public. They have a stressful and important job, as you have said in the past, but wanted to recognize them this week as well.
Yeah, you know, Telecommunication Week is really important to us. You know, the Communication Division or 911 Dispatch Centers, they're the lifeline, the lifeblood of this agency. You know, besides being the first person that our citizens who are in distress or have issues or needs, problems, questions, concerns, that's the first person they're going to talk to. But besides that, is they are the person who keep track of our men and women on calls for service, make sure they're safe and secure, get them the needed resources. They dispatch out police, fire, rescue, air, ambulance, you know, field all 911 calls. They do emergency medical dispatching, which means they are trained to walk novice through almost any medical situation they may arise, whether it be CPR, whether it be choking, whether it be major lacerations, stuff that people may have no medical training. We're able to quickly walk them through a scenario of how to best try to mitigate and contain and control the medical emergency until responders can arise. Mm-hmm. One of the most difficult, challenging jobs, Mike, 12-hour shifts. You know, you're dealing with people who are in crisis, you know, craziness going on, 9/11 calls, you know, a lot of work. These operators have 6 to 8 computer screens in front of them, running a little bit of everything on phones, on radios, on police radios, on fire radios, on air ambulance radios. The workload's immense. It's one of the most stressful jobs. A patrol officer, when they come out, they go through what's called a field training program. The field training program is about 10 to 12 weeks for a deputy. Well, the field training program for a 911 dispatcher is 16 weeks to show the complexity and needs of workloads.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County. And certainly we want to thank those telecommunications officers and workers for continuing to keep the public safe as well and do their job most admirably. So the 7-mile bridge run, that went off without a hitch, a big Well, a lot of preparation takes place where 1,500 plus runners go across the 7 mile bridge. Meanwhile, traffic is shut down in both directions for 3 hours. Not an easy feat here in the Florida Keys.
Now, we planned this so far out. There's so much work. It's the traffic. It's the flow. It's the educating, the messaging, the people. It's the parking. It's the pedestrians. It's crossing crowds. It's shutting down roads. It's just so much to this. And we have to have staff on both end of the bridges. And this takes a lot of manpower resources, as you can imagine. So this does go off. Our officers are out there about 3 a.m. We start about 3 a.m., dealing with traffic and parking and pedestrians. And the road, as you said, is actually hard shut down at 6 a.m., but there's a lot of work until then. And, you know, men and women in the sheriff's office, this is a challenging job. It's very demanding, by high energy. But we've done this over the years. We have a really good system in place. You know, every year we're able to provide this service and keep our citizens safe and secure. You know, we don't have people injured, accidents. We don't have fights. We don't have chaos. It's a very organized event. And we do the best we can, again, to make sure everyone knows or knew or should have known that the bridge would be shut down by 6 so no one's late for an airport, a flight. We do just such a good job, obviously, working with you and your radio station, put the message out way early, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We do everything we can to message it. But we think it's a success, again, because why? Because no one got hurt and everything was smooth and there was no fights, no drama, no arrests. So for us, that's an extremely successful event.
Yes. So, Sheriff, if we could just get an update real quickly. Last week we had an unfortunate incident. A deputy was injured by a drunk driver. Deputy did require advanced care at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Are you able to give an update as far as the status of that deputy?
Well, he's still in Jackson. He's going to be there for a while. I actually spoke with him yesterday. He's supposed to have his fourth surgery today. So this young man's going through surgery after surgery, trying to repair his lower leg. His spirits were very high. He was good spirits. You know, I received a lot of people trying to come see him or call him and talk to him, which helped to see the support. Mm-hmm. I let him know how much the community was asking and concerned about him, which helped to cheer him up. Yeah. He's got a long road ahead of him. You know, that woman who was arrested on drunk driving charges for the crash, the bond was set at only $95,000, which I was surprised. I think it was low for such a violent, severe injury accident. Mm-hmm. And so she bonded out the next day, which is disappointing that she spent less than a day in jail for, you know, ruining someone's life. Mm-hmm. So I was disappointed of the that the judge set such a low bond for something so serious. But she will be held accountable in the courts. I've already spoke with her state attorney and make sure that I'm kept abreast of this case goes forward. And we are going to do our part to hold her accountable. We're going to do our part to help aid and assist our officer to get back on the mends. You know, he's got a long road, like we said. We look forward to him one day being able to get back out there and do the job that he worked so hard to become a team member of.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us. And by the way, Sheriff, that perpetrator out of Shoreview, Minnesota, had a blood alcohol level of 0.310. So she was not just, after one or two drinks. She definitely was very much over the limit and very much culpable for that incident.
Yeah. That's 4 times the legal limits. You know, that's crazy. 26-year-old female, 100 pounds at that drunk level. You know, it's so we'll see. Thank God no one got killed, but same token is this officer's, in a tough position.
Yeah. Well, another crash did occur just recently, yesterday, I guess. 7 Mile Bridge had a 3-car head-on crash that you were telling me about.
This is early hours of the morning, 8:15, and it was a drunk driver, again, which is hard to believe. That early in the morning, we got a report of a reckless vehicle. And we were looking for it north and south of 7 Mile Bridge. But before we come off the bridge, we could find it. It was driving erratically in wrong lanes and recklessly and ultimately caused a head-on car crash. And after the head-on car crash between itself and another vehicle, a third vehicle also got involved in a crash, a truck towing a boat. So it wound up being a 3-vehicle crash. It completely shut down the 7 Mile Bridge north and south. Had to bring in police, fire, rescue resources. We had 3 trauma alerts out of the case. The driver who caused the crash and 2 other passengers in another vehicle who were just driving down the road enjoying the scenic view when this drunk hit them. All 3 had to be air-vaced out, so we had to bring in Trauma Star North, Trauma Star South, our 2 air ambulances, and air-vaced out 3 to Jackson Rider for their medical needs. FHP arrived to work the crash. This individual will be waiting for the blood draw at the hospital, but I suspect based on smell, odor, impairment signs, open containers, that this person's likely to have a blood alcohol level of an illegal level. And if so, he'll be charged with multiple DUI counts for serious bodily injuries, and he will be ultimately arrested on a warrant for multiple charges, and we're going to hold him accountable too. He was from out of county, I think from the Central Florida area maybe.
Well, and another accident occurred on Saturday, I guess it was, with at Summerlin Key. Actually, that was yesterday, I believe, 6:07 p.m., so the height of the dinner time at Tonio Seafood Shack and Tiki Bar, whereby a pickup truck ran into the business and continued going, did cause several non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, this was an older gentleman. 88 years of age, was pulling up in the handicapped parking zone, and something happened. I'm not sure if he hit the gas versus the brake or what happened, but, you know, he wound up in drive, accelerating through the building, through the front of the building, into the building, coming out the back of the building where the front tires are hanging off a dock, and it almost went into the canal. In that interim, he did injure six people, non-life-threatening injuries, but did do extensive damage to the building. The building restaurant had to be shut down. So, you know, it's a shame to see what took place here, you know, but, you know, we're glad no one got seriously injured, but it did do a lot of damage and a lot of minor injuries to multiple people from what appeared to be an elderly driver.
Yeah, it doesn't look like charges are pending at this point, but I'm sure the investigation will continue there. So, yeah, Sheriff Rich Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County. Another older man, 78 years old, was the victim in this case. He was hit by a 2x4 by another 64-year-old marathon man. Again, a situation that escalated to the point where the perpetrator was charged with aggravated battery and deadly weapon with a deadly weapon and elderly abuse.
You know, this is that 20th Street area again, which had been for a couple of years no real issues, but this last 6 months we've been seeing more acts of crime and violence occurring from that population, homeless population. You know, generally a lot of mental illness, alcohol, drug use in this type of a population. Some type of disturbance took place. The individual did get himself armed.
Sheriff, sounds
you struck
like... I'm sorry, go right ahead. Yeah, we just had a quick dropout. You're back.
Yeah, when anybody struck a person 65 or older, those charges are enhanced to battery on an elderly is 65 years of age is a felony. But because there's a weapon of that magnitude, which could cause serious bodily injury or death, it's an aggravated battery on an elderly individual. So we did get on scene. The victim was received medical attention. We did ultimately identify the suspect in this case. We did make an arrest and drop multiple charges. So again, you know, homeless populations are difficult, challenging for law enforcement anywhere. We do generally see more acts of violence in per capita in smaller groups like these.
Well, we also had another incident in Marathon at the beach, actually. And this guy apparently said he thought it was a nude beach in Marathon. It is not the case, but he was exposing himself, had various other situations, appliances, whatever he had with him, and he was arrested. You can't be doing that.
You know, this was at the Marathon Coco Plum Beach Annex, which is in the north part of the county, or north part of the city. Mm-hmm. We got a call from a very upset woman about an individual who was not only naked, but was touching himself and had apparently some sex toys with him in this public area. Mm-hmm. This is a quiet beach. There's not a lot of traffic out there. It's a really kind of remote area. So we went out there and we did encounter this individual naked and whatnot and with the sex toy. And ultimately, the victim did not want to cooperate on pressing charges or signing a statement, which made it a little harder for us because, she's potentially the victim who saw it. Mm-hmm. So, but eventually we were able to work with the state attorney's office and arrest this individual for indecent exposure and being naked in public. Mm-hmm. He did say he's not from here, that he thought it was a public nude beach that you're allowed to go there and be naked, which is not the case, A, but B, even if it was, you're not allowed to go out there and performing sexual acts and touching yourself inappropriately and have sex toys out there, even if the place would have been illegal for nude sunbathing. Yeah. Nude sunbathing is different from lewd acts.
Yeah.
But neither one was appropriate in this case, and we did charge him for these.
Very good. Well, and also, Sheriff, you did tell me about a reckless driver on 39th Street, and that ended up in an arrest as well.
Well, the arrest is imminent. Okay. We did not arrest him because of the medical concerns. Okay. This was a reported reckless driver that was driving in the wrong lanes and real erratically. Mm. And ultimately, this person crashed his Mercedes around 39th Street, went through a sign, did a total of the car out, extensive damage. After the crash, he got out of the car and tried to flee on foot, fled. But then at some point in time, due to his injuries, went to the ground and was some point in time, I think, semi-conscious. Are obviously our first concerns, always medical needs of people, including suspects of crimes. He was had extensive injuries due to the severe crash, to the point that they called a trauma alert. We put him on the sheriff's office trauma helicopter, air-backed him out to Miami. A clear sign